Let's get to our guest, Kenneth Shea, Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Analyst for Global Beverages, Tobacco, and Cannabis. Kenneth, thanks very much for taking out the time to be with us during the holidays. So pretty cautious environment out there right now. Consumer staples probably pretty much in favor for investors. But what area of consumer staples looks the most solid?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for inviting me on today. So look at consumer staples. You know, you talk about a sector that people know from, you know, household products and packaged foods and beverages, and you would think that this would be a sector that would hold up really well during, you know, economic uncertainties and a pandemic and so on. But what really happened, if you look back over the past 3 years, the sector has really underperformed. It's not performed well. And so our report that we did, we looked at that sector, and we looked at the individual components, the beverages, the packaged foods, personal products, and basically all of the industries underperformed. And we're making the case here that in 2023, this appears to be a sector that's poised to pursue a wider range of actions aimed at improving operating performance. And so we think not only from a perspective of share underperformance, but also shareholder activists have become more involved here pursuing change. The market is still receptive to spinoffs. There's a lot of activities these companies can pursue to add shareholder value, in our opinion.
The thing is, Kenneth, I mean, if we look at the S&P 500 and you look at analyst calls within the industry groups there, in fact, analysts are the most pessimistic on the consumer staples side of things. In fact, I believe it has the lowest percentage of buyer ratings and the highest percentage of hold and sell ratings. So this is clearly something which perhaps is not being factored in, that they've got ways to go given their underperformance.
I totally agree. And there's a lot of reasons to not like the sector, in terms of a fundamental point of view. You know, high cost inflation. A lot of these companies have faced with high commodities, you know, package prices, labor, freight costs, and so on, like a lot of other sectors. But then you think about, you know, the on-premise was so hurt by the pandemic. That hurts food service. It hurts alcoholic beverages. A lot of U.S. companies like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, has had really bad currency translations. But there's a lot of things companies can do about it. You know, these companies have been slow to innovate. They've been slow to divest underperforming assets. They've been slow to streamline. And we think that's all going to come to a head in 2023 when activists are going to turn up the pressure and force companies to effect change.
And does that mean you'll see a lot of M&A in this area?
I really do. Yes, I do. Companies, for example, Unilever comes to mind, a company that is the ultimate conglomerate. It sells things from Dove soaps to, you know, Axe personal hygiene products to mayonnaise, ice cream. You know, this is a company that activists have been pushing to sell some of these underperformers, become more focused. Investors like focus. And so that's an obvious one. But there's other companies that are less obvious. Henkel, FEMSA, Colgate-Palmolive. There's a number of them that we cite in our report that are just begging to become more streamlined.
The thing here is, Ken, is that the boards of these companies are actually being quite loath to actually shrink the size of their companies. And, you know, the point is that ultimately, I think what you're getting at is the sum of its parts are actually far less than the actual individual companies if they were spun off.
There could be the case, you know, that's one avenue. Spinoffs, I agree. In many cases, that is the case. But spinoffs are not the only thing these companies can do. Activists appointed, for example, to a company called Fresh Pet. It's a company that makes, you know, high-end, high price point, premium, you know, price pet food. And, part of their niche is that they are very capital intensive. They bring to the market their own refrigerators that refrigerate these things. That's very capital intensive. And activists said, why don't you change your way to go to market a little bit? There's some things you can do beyond spinoffs and so on and acquisitions.
Yeah. Kenneth, very interesting. I think people learned a lot. Kenneth Shea, Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Analyst for Global Beverage, Tobacco, and Cannabis, with us live here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.